demasiados, demasiados peligros, demasiados problemas. Actually, don't today we're looking the structure outside the head office of the department. This has been with us for the past 3 weeks. So the new people that we're looking today are from COVID. So actually I'm going to ask members for us then to introduce ourselves. After which then I'll ask the leader of the delegation to introduce his team and those members from the province to help them to introduce themselves and their responsibilities in the province. The reason for us to decide on this meeting today came from the report and the presentation that we got from the national office. And we discovered that most of the things that were said here affect you as a province. And then we thought maybe as a portfolio policy, we can discover for us that we invite you as a province. So that we should introduce ourselves as the new portfolio committee, and also we should know who are the people that we are working with in the province. And also amongst ourselves, we said that maybe it would also be proper to invite Sandra, as we are aware that some of your responsibilities in the provinces do affect municipalities in those provinces. And there was also, I must say that there was an outcry from members of parliament that the regions in the province seems as if they don't account to anyone or to anyone. They are accounting to themselves. And then myself, as a person who's supposed to give a political direction of the portfolio committee, I thought it would be proper then for us to invite the regions so that the regions should know that they account for Halland. And also, we discovered that in some provinces, there are challenges with regard to the relationship between yourself and the regions and the municipality. Ours is to assist when challenges better. Because at the end of the day, what is expected from ourselves and ourselves is service delivery to the communities out there. I will then ask members of parliament to introduce themselves, and then also take the introduction to myself, and then we start with our meeting. We're expected to be out of here by 12:30. Because today the president is in the house, so we need to be organized as members of parliament. Because I think this will be for the first time after the election that the president is addressing parliament. So we need to organize ourselves. I will start by you, honorable member there, to introduce yourself.
Thank you, gentlemen. My name is J.J. Kotong. Representing the ANC and Parliament Centre.
Pierre Matera, who is Dr. Kolinji, ANC.
Catherine Mabuza, Vice President.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, all. My name is Lapo, and I represent the Democratic Alliance.
Morning, Chair. Morning, everyone. My name is Gareth Morgan from the Democratic Alliance.
Morning, Chair. Morning, everybody. My name is Hilda Bissett, representing the Congress of the People's Party.
Thank you very much. Those are members of Parliament who are here at the moment. I'm sure that there will be some others who are coming in. But I see the rest is not here yet. Maybe they are still coming. My name is Makoto on the East Soju. I'm representing Parliament. I'm from the Pitay province. Can't hide that I'm from the most beautiful province. And then I will then ask
with the server to try and introduce yourself and give over to the leaders of the teams from the province to introduce themselves. Thank you.
Chairperson, thank you very much and good morning. My name is Trevor Balser, and up front I would like to extend an apology for Sandeka Mbasa, the DGG responsible for regions. She's come back from Sweden ill, so was not able to attend this morning, so I'm here representing her essentially in the capacity of acting DGG regions while she's off sick. My normal position in the department is program manager, special programs in the office of the DG. In terms of presentation, ma'am, we will have three of the regional chief directors presenting. They will introduce themselves in a moment, but if I could just introduce the head office staff, and then I will let the regional staff introduce themselves so that you actually see the faces of the folk from the regions. The folk that I'm going to introduce, if they could just raise their hands just as I introduce them. First of all, from the office of the DG, Babalwe Manyakanyaka and Shoki Malota. And I've got Sputnik Ratar from the ministry. I must stress that from the ministry, not from the department. He's the media liaison officer in the ministry. And then Modifi Sechusa, who's the director of water sector development. And if I could, Madam Chair, get the regional staff to introduce themselves, and you can hear their voices and see who they are. And I would start with Ntidisi from the Free State first. Thanks.
Thank you, Honourable Members. My name is Ntidisi Ntidi, the Regional Head Free State. I'm here with the Assistant Director from my office, who's the Assistant in terms of coordination of the TV. Kwe-Timudimu. My name is Victor Lengo, Chief of Staff in the Ministry. My name is Alison Matibane. I'm the Chief Director of the Department in Limpopo. I want to present this. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair and Members. My name is Nomonde Nyokwa, the Regional Head for the Eastern Cape Province.
Good morning, Rashid Khan from the Western Cape.
Good morning, Chair, Honourable Members. My name is Chadwick Naikeso Lobati, and I'm the Director in the Northwest Cape. I'm with the Acting Director of Water Services, Mr. Bakhan Khopa, and Mr. Pietro Spencer, who's doing water quality management and particularly responsible for, or also responsible for the application process.
My Chairperson, Honourable Members, I'm Fanyana Mitambo, the Regional Head in the province of the Pioneering Spirit in Pumala.
Morning, Chair and Honourable Members. I'm Annie Smith, the Acting Regional Head of Tech.
Morning, Chair. I'm Errol Makoa, Parliamentary Office.
Chairperson, Honourable Members, Legislators from the Northern Coast, and Chairperson, the closest neighbour of the Free State.
Thank you very much, Madam Master, that I'm not depressed. I'm so paramount agrees with you, and they know why I'm not depressed. Not impressed, but that one can take it with the higher authority.
no women. No women as leaders. Are we implying that all the eight programs, we don't have women in capacity there? Because we have only one person from the Eastern Cape. No women and shepherds from the Eastern Cape. And I'm sure that Ms. Lavo agrees with me and with the leaders, but you are not impressed. But we'll address that at the higher level. Maybe we should also get a monogram of the program. Because I don't want to sit here and pretend as if I'm using something which is considered proper. That to discover that we have a rusty fund in one of these provinces using the water sector, but to say that when it comes to water, we think that the ruling party has demonstrated a very good example of dealing with the fact that the women in the department, that is the ministry led by women, but we can't listen to women, means 90% men. We're not saying that we must just put women there because they are wearing dresses. We do have women of capacity. We do have women of capacity. I'm one of those women. Don't you agree with me that we are those women? So we also want to encourage guys to consider in some of these positions, try and be a little bit better and have time for women with capacity. Thank you very much for the honor, because we invited three reasons, but you see that all the reasons are here. I think it is an honor indeed. So that the next three, when they come and choose, they have an idea of what is needed by the portfolio committee. Thank you very much, Mr. Benzo. Yes, I did receive the apology from DDG Mbasa. And I was telling my office that maybe we should have a meeting, myself and the leaders of this sector, you know, close meeting. Because I have that feeling that people think that I'm a hawker, I'm buying. Because he told me that all of a sudden her high blood pressure just went up. You see? And the last time she was here, I asked her to sit down so she was telling me. And then she said she was listening, but not talking to me. So I was like, so you can ask her. But she was whispering to somebody, but I overheard it. So I'm saying that the blood turned and started to shoot up because she was supposed to come to face up. I think people must know that we is not like that. If you are doing what you are supposed to be doing, you must get very excited when the control of the someone in the case because I'm going to invite the control. Thank you very much. We will then, without any waste of time, then we will ask then an overview. We take an overview from yourself, Mr. Benza, after which then we take presentations from each region. And then members are led by yourself, whether after each region we take questions and clarities or we take them all. But I thought it would be proper to take after each region to take questions. But we must limit our time. Otherwise, if we don't, we won't finish by half of them. Unless you think we should take the other way of taking them on, and then when we question, we can just reflect to that specific reason that we're referring to. I don't know, let's just start and then we'll see what happens. We'll be guided by the time.
Madam Chair, thank you very much. I've taken note of your comments, and I will certainly bring those forward in the department and also to the minister. Thank you very much. I'm going to deal with the overview, and I'll try and deal with it very quickly because your focus today was on the key provinces. So I'll try and do a very quick overview, then we can take it from there. Thanks, Madam Chair. And the overview I'm doing is really to give you a sense of the support that's provided by Water Affairs to local governments. The presentation covered the role of the department, the functional areas of the water service authorities as they are supported by the department, the institutional arrangements, planned interventions and our way forward. I think our planned interventions and way forward are the most important for us to reflect on. Just in terms of mandate, our mandate as a leader in the water sector is as a national regulator, development of policy norms and standards, and provides targeted support, while the municipalities, on the other hand, have a constitutional mandate in terms of water and sanitation delivery, planning, local government regulation of water services, and water services provision. I've just given a slide there indicating the Department of Water Affairs' role since 1994 to date. From 94, we took on responsibility for actually the operation and maintenance of infrastructure that has gradually been transferred down to local governments through the restructuring and decentralization and the development of a policy framework, to the point where we're trying to get to in the future where we play a strong role in terms of sector leadership, policy and strategy development, water security, partnerships, regulation, and information, and letting local government get on with the business of actually providing the services as they should be. I've just shown there also the evolution from direct operations through the reform process to where we want to get to with regulation, and indicating whereabouts we are in that process with the beige section and the yellow section, as it's shown there, still that area of support that we give to local government. And as that will fail out and the department will take greater responsibility for its regulatory policy and regulatory role that will play. In terms of the areas of support by Water Affairs, and that's not the big hand from head office, that's just to show the five fingers of support that we have, running through planning, infrastructure development, finance, service delivery arrangements, and regulation. And I'm not going to go through each of the activities that run there in detail as they're shown up there. And of course, that's just the support that we give to the water services authorities who actually perform the water supply and sanitation provision at the local government level. Our achievements in the planning support, we have developed our Water for Growth and Development Framework, which I do believe was presented to you last week. We have developed a sector-wide approach which brings together relevant government departments. Our provincial water sector plans are aligned to the provincial growth and development strategies. And Madam Chair, hopefully that's an area that will come out in the presentation by the regions. The reconciliation studies, that's an exercise done from the National Office of Water Resources together with the regional offices, identifying 26 priority growth nodes in the country as they appear in the National Social Development Plan. The local level, the Water Services Development Plan, is a key planning tool at the local government level, and then of course we also support this with our national information system at the national level. In partnership with DPLG, as it was then, I still indicated as DPLG because the work that we did with them while it was still DPLG, we considered the deployment and expertise to municipalities in terms of 5-year local government strategic agenda. And there were some direct deployment initiatives which I'm sure you're very aware of. We were part of the CM Zamanjia program. We also deployed engineers under Water Affairs to the sanitation program, and we also supported what we called our Operation Regina team on the sanitation master plan. Regional Park Infrastructure Program Management. This is one of the targeted programs, a program through the Division of Revenue where we are dealing with regional infrastructure. And the regions will talk to a great extent on the impact of that program within their particular, in the region or the provinces they work. Policy and strategy, we've got a whole basket of policies in place and the tools and guidelines to guide implementation, including model water services bylaws and bulk water supply contracts, asset management, and of course the three basic services policy. We also have a Water Services Authority checklist in terms of which
we check and assess the ability of those water service authorities to be able to deliver the services that they should. And I'm talking particularly water and sanitation, and the heads of the regions present today will be able to indicate how their particular regions are performing. The electronic water quality management system, and Madam Chair, I'm sure you're aware that this was piloted in the Free State and then rolled out to the rest of the country, and certainly helping us to report on water and wastewater. The risk ratio matrix identifies, which we put in place, also identifies wastewater treatment works according to risk areas, and there once again the regions will be able to indicate what work is being done there. Today I certainly hope that Fidisa from Free State will highlight some of the work we're doing in Mazabeng in particular. The regulations performance measurement system is in place. The blue drop and the green drop certification is in place to try and assess drinking water management for the municipality of the scheme. And we also conduct spot checks on drinking water in terms of areas identified as hot spots. We did have the municipal endowment, which I'm sure that the representative from Salga will also be able to talk to or respond to questions on if necessary, where we focused on seven areas: regulatory functions and systems, skills, financing, asset management, water resources reconciliation strategy, sanitation, access and sharing of international local experiences, and then of course there was a declaration and a program of action. And that program of action, Madam Chair, if you don't have it, we can certainly provide it to you. It's a program of action which has been put in place nationally coming after that endowment. And I would ask my staff just to check, see that if it hasn't been provided to you, that they might make sure that that was done. We just showed the institutional arrangements in the water sector. I won't go through that, but I'm sure you've seen it many times before, just depicted with possibly different colours, but running through the resource management, and we've got the PMAs in place through to the bulk infrastructure, national bulk infrastructure, back to the local authority area where we do water treatment, reticulation, wastewater treatment, and then back into the resource. We do in our presentation indicate the role of local government in the management of water resources, because there certainly is an impact on the way they take water from the resource, the way they manage the environment within those human settlements, and the way water is put back into the streams. And one of the particular areas of concern at the moment is the issue of aging and some places wastewater treatment plants which are not operating. But that you will also pick up through the regional presentations, and I've already made reference to the Free State in that regard. Our planned interventions going forward, Madam Chair, and I think this is my second to last slide, we will continue to provide the focused support on regulatory priorities. We will support collaborative structures and initiatives with the provinces, especially with the Premier's Coordinating Forum. We will facilitate integrated improved sector planning processes, and I just referred to that in the earlier slide. We will manage the regional bulk infrastructure fund. And Madam Chair, just to give you a global picture of that particular fund, we at the moment have funds which have been financed to the order of about 4 billion rand. In the two outer years of the current MTF period, we've got 1.5 billion rand set aside. But our actual needs in terms of regional bulk infrastructure is, 60 billion. Those of you who might have attended the FFC meeting last week, I will make a major reference to it as well. So there's a huge need out there in terms of improving our bulk infrastructure and also dealing with an aging infrastructure. We will also continue to work in social collaboration with DBSA in terms of the Genza Manja program to optimize deployment and ensure long-term sustainability, and assisting municipalities to secure funds from CETA. We'll support municipalities with regular regulation and support through the water value chain. We will hand over support programs that are not part of our core functions. We will strike a balance between support and regulation to ensure stability within the WSAs. And we will reconfigure our water boards to respond more to the provincial boundary alignment. And this was part of the one of our the programs, the restructuring programs, which was presented to the minister for the first time last week. And we'll see how we move forward on that in terms of giving more leverage onto those water boards which have capacity. Madam Chair, that's really a thumbnail sketch overview of the support that we give. And I will then hand over, if I speak directly to Mr. Lee Snowden from the Northern Cape, we will then address the specific questions in the Northern Cape. I thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Even from your briefing, there are issues that you need to plan to. We have to ask you something. Yeah. But then, let us proceed then by speaking in the Northern Cape. Yeah. So this is not an issue. This is the first one. Mine was the Northern Cape. It's not because of competition, it's your least research research, the one that is dead to me. Okay, let's take this case.
Thanks, Chairperson, honorable members. The issues that I'm going to cover is going to be the other introduction and overview of the local government support that we're rendering and the institutions that we're really working together in order to provide the service in the province, and also the past and the also the planned support that we really have in the system and some challenges that we face in the province. In essence, we, as the Department of Water Affairs, support and regulate 20 water service authorities in the free state. In the context of the Constitution, Water Affairs mandate in terms of Water Affairs Act, National Water Act, and we are also participating in the local partner support, and we are also dealing with the water service authorities and water service providers' functional areas. Government imperatives and mandate priorities and any other related issues which are really coming to the province in which we have to assist. The, as I mentioned, there's a map there which really depicts the five districts in the Free State, and these five districts really have the local municipalities which are then pronounced as water service authorities. In the Free State, we don't have the districts which are really water service authorities. The locals are the water service authorities. Just to run very quickly on the past support that we really need to, we just look at the period of 2006 and 2008 and to highlight those particular issues which are really key to us also in the province. It is the municipal planning in terms of looking at the water service development plans and the IDPs in which we have already working together in terms of alignment of the the requirement of the IDP and the water facility was event. We have already done some basic water facility plans in all water facilities. And one of the issues also is the conservation and demand management, in which we did some assessments. And we had also developed some even business plans to assist the municipalities how to go about that. And certain municipalities which are really of importance, which are really in water crisis, we have mentioned that finally the name of Kube, Kakama, Sharina, and Kutoki, and the very key municipality where we have been high loss support in the surrounding areas. And we also worked on the water things dialogue, in which to introduce the municipality to see whether they can be able to try to manage that water at that level at the water based authorities. And we really had sessions with all water based authorities. And the pre-basic water was also in our rollout. And in the Free State, we are saying all the water based authorities are really dealing with the basic water services, but there are some challenges in terms of areas which are starting to come in and with the certain municipalities to deal with their indigenous qualities and so on. Institutional arrangements, and we are working together with municipalities. We have started with the municipal where the studies have been completed, and in order to assist municipalities in terms of capabilities, in order to render the service of water by themselves. And we have already looked at even the water user certification, in which we have already got approval from the minister, and the operation and maintenance of the wastewater user station have already been given and finalized. And we are trying to work with the municipalities in order to get the services. The another issue is the infrastructure development, the budgetary allocation, the support. Because this state was given the highest budget, so we had to deploy about 50 million staff. And we had also to work with the former local government in housing, where we have been made by monthly reporting and monitoring of the. And we also looked at the feasibility studies of the certain municipalities, and which were really completed. And the key issue was also Mogari and Tokoloko was also the hotspot in our areas in the central. And we also had the project in terms of the health infrastructure, which we have already started with, is Malikokopun and Wate and Kopano. And Malikokopun is also contributing to the pilot of the world development. We drew the master plan for the region, and we have identified these particular areas in short term, medium, and long term. The short term, those municipalities are between time to time the drought relief. We want them to go out of the drought relief to have the long standing, you know, sustainable and so on. And that is where we have been sustaining from about 5 years plus, and to have the long term water plan in the particular area. We have also introduced the customer care to municipalities to help us in terms of the water quality, as we have started with the water quality monitoring. Those people will be our ears and eyes in terms of the quality of the municipality. We have visited municipalities around that, and they have to accept and to absorb this particular customer care in order to help them as well. And the people who are taking the mix and so on, and they're trying to promote the conservation and demand management and so on. And the one-stop shop which is there and taking queries every time and going to the municipality. The other issues was promoting the operational maintenance at municipalities on the old age infrastructure there, and to how they have to rehabilitate the substance of water. And we had also these particular areas in terms of our assessment. And the drinking water and waste emission was also being, you know, developed and also being worked with the municipality. And we had also the poverty alleviation project, which are also within in terms of working for water to the municipalities. And we really linked with the poverty alleviation strategy of the province. And we also have the rainwater harvesting, where the need in terms of the rural setup, where people, they need even enough water, and following with the poverty and refugee beneficiaries. The drought relief, the short-term need, which is those municipalities are requiring from the time, and also trying to work with municipalities. Say, we do have the processes that we have to know and plan for the high demand times, and how do we really work on the demand of water in the particular areas. And we have started giving them and helping them in terms of the health relief. But we are moving from the quick as part of the health relief to work along Sydney and the project. We also had the youth services programs that we really had, and to try to help municipalities and to respond to has been, you know, was trained in the Sydney municipality, and that is a very poor, you know, was district, and we wanted just to also to create and be able to help the municipality to look at the set the list and other related as well. We are working with different institutions. Blue is one of as our water board there, and we are working together, and they are covering Mantuba, Naledi, Kofan, and Mukari. And we have another water board, which is covering Machadi and Nala. And there is a created in our company called Manjokoku, which is called Manjokoku Water. But we are working together with all these water boards, and we have developed a community forum where it is Salsa and water board and water affairs chaired by myself, where we are discussing day-to-day issues and the challenges, and where this water board they can be able to render services where they are not being in our giving the contract. For instance, the event is assisting in my office and to be rendering service in Kumelela, and Broom Water is rendering services in other areas where there is a need and in terms of winter facilities as well. Now we do have the water user stations that we already have in the water resources. They are also assisting the municipalities, also Orange Ridge, also working with the Simeng and the Parascuro, but this is going to match the Northern Cape and the Eastern Cape. And our top 14 is in the Simeng, that's where we're going to get more water, to introduce more water from that water user station infrastructure to the another municipality where we've got a problem of opportunity in order to introduce new water to the particular area. Model vehicle and the even sunset, this one we have already got some. The approval from the minister is also supporting Machabe and in terms of water. We've got other water use associations and government water schemes, others are really in Northwest that I'm really in our financial setup jobs, and we have the irrigation board that we are going to now finalize the particular in our transformation in terms of the institutional realignment, because our process is ready now. Now the CMA, just only we don't have the CMA in the future, but we've got a proper CMA in which we will involve some CMA in the future. We've already started some groups and the advisory in our forums where we are starting to look at the education management strategies and to understand the usage of the water in those particular areas. But my office is still taking the role as a now, the current sense that we are still carrying on with the planning, and we are also produced the water master plan, and we are giving guidance on what is going to be more time. And we have got a campaign which are really in line in the physics. Currently, we can't be able to operate in terms of ourselves. We've got what we call the operation process, and we need to see how we're going to be able to assist the municipalities. Therefore, we've got an integrated approach for the national, the province, and the municipalities. And other information that we really have today, they are really supporting those municipalities as well. Water conservation in demand, we are really doing some assessment, and the Mwate and the Kademantuka are also those residents that are located as well. And Kopano, the same Mafuri, Mukata, those local municipalities are also interested in need, especially Kokoroko, which is now having a challenge in terms of accessing the water and to utilize the underground and surface water. The bylaws, we are now discussing with the municipality that we need to now to finalize the bylaws and take them to council and to link them with their day-to-day regulatory structure. The another issue is really important for us that we have already started piloting. It is the rollout of the policy of the provision of water services on the privately owned land. We're looking for the farm workers. We are now in contact with the two municipalities, that is Kisoto and Nala and Pumelen, and it is another one that we have to Mantopa. And we are looking at those municipalities and the farm workers, and to see that the water which has been rendered to them is greater of water of the good quality. The institutional arrangement, we have already this year we are now operating and giving the oversight on a water board to see whether they are really up to the municipality, and where we need as a department, we can be able to take them by hand to go and assist in terms of in the ambit of the operation one of the things that we did even during the August the Women Month is to provide water to senior citizens in one of the separate farmers who really from 2004 they didn't have even water. Between us and the children, we provided a particular water to the senior citizens and it was also part of the pension. The other issue was which is really key to us now, because they were highest backlog of the public regulations and the options which the municipalities have already looked at. We found out that we have to finalize the feasibility studies for those areas where we have to augment in terms of the funds and also to finalize the implementation of the support. And now, Mohamedari, Tukolok, and Kumelela, the planning study for Kata, those are the ones that usually get the trial leaves and so on for about 10 years to 20 years and so on. And we are saying now we have to move from that particular point to what we get the sustainability in terms of the proper water, which will really sustain those in terms of the demand and the growth in those particular areas. And these municipalities are also part of the operation that we are living in. And now for the public infrastructure development, those projects we are now happening from the implementation readiness report. We've got Malaysia Kofun, which is really now in implementation, which might be launched even by Thursday through our premier. And the Malaysia Kofun, it is also supporting the pilot of the rural development, which is a priority to the government in Wake and Kopano, which is also a big issue in that particular area. This is Jacob Ponte, that's the Kopano, that's some pipelines. And we are giving some phases, the supply of potable water to just contain supply additional water for mining and for funding the mining is closed, but we want to revive those particular areas and we are looking at this project as a whole and to try to support that particular property and district and as a priority in the province and to have a long term security of water supply from the South Contain. And we have the sub-contain, which is Malaysia Kofun from Kwapa, that is the one which is supporting the pilot. And we are in the construction phase in the sub-contain water plant work, and the raw water pump station and so on, and the pipeline will be going there, and to assist in Kwapa in terms of the two gas that we're really having there. And we'll be doing it in collaboration with our support from Kauten, in order to finalize that particular project, which is going to be part of our the rural development contribution of water affairs to rural development power. So pointing that they are busy doing that now to do that in Kwakwa, and that is the construction is starting to happen there. And in Mwate, completion of the reservoirs, completion of the pipelines and the pump station, and Mwate they are also dealing with the infrastructure there and the capacity building. We're also dealing with the assisting the counselors and also giving the training of the operators, and we've got some time frame. And we are also working with the water sector collaboration, where we are really And the priorities in the operation facet and the precinct, those are the, at the heart of the operation facet, acceleration of city development, much as in the Mahoro, Mokata, Sotom, and Jokokum, and other areas of the country. We need to do that as a region, and we are really operating and working to do that. And the way we really, you know, working together with, in terms of taking this forward, there are some clusters that are really there in the province that we're really accountable, even to them in terms of the activities that the region has to deal with. And there are some historic committees which have been, you know, established in the province that we're really having part of the agenda. And so we are engaging and we can look at structures. And we are carrying on with the drinking water, is still carrying on, and we are going now into municipality of Akutu, the municipalities, for those who do that, the blue drink of, you know, some, and to be able to attend that, and we are now giving the support, and working forward in terms of poverty regions, we are also working around that, and identifying municipalities in terms of that. And infrastructure, refurbishment, Machabing and Mukasa and Wahid, also a very key issue in terms of the poor, the Tina funds which are there, and Machabing is one of the hotspots that we're really working around here now, and the department has already given a certain portion of it, so we have given a directive, and we have started working with it, and the plans are starting to be available, and to report to the committee also currently, the court case, which is the private people have already taken much of it around non-functional of those particular treatment plants, and they're starting to work with them, but the partners actively thinking of them, they provided about 52 grants for non-functional. The regulations also, we are really the same, we are finalizing, we are moving with the municipalities, and we are also doing the monitoring. And our documents will be taken to the council proactively and to be able to tell them about the use of the infrastructure and also the water use validations of the that water which has been allocated to the users. We want to know and to be able to regulate it and to start in the future to open the compulsory license along with the specific growth and development strategy that we have to work on. The rainwater as part of the poverty alleviation strategy, and we are moving with the precinct, a province, and the municipalities, and those municipalities have been identified. We are transiting those particular rain tanks and so on. The gender mainstreaming, we are also going to the municipalities and working with them and sensitizing women who are really participating in the water from agriculture and other related businesses and so on, and we'll be moving towards some district forums where we will be finalizing it together with the province. The key challenge that I want us to put in terms of the highlight or the precinct of it, the highest backlog and so on. Most of the issues that we're really having, the BMPs to those particular rural areas, we wanted to clean them up and just to say, let them also benefit out of at least some form of options or structures and so on. And also for those who want to move from the BMPs towards the waterborne and so on, there are some current needs that we're really having and so on, and to improve on the particular registration services, and we find that the available funding which is there, it doesn't also give us much leverage to deal with the meetings between the meet with the local government as well, and we still need such to consider in order to work with on the sanitation as well. And looking at the internal pathways and also the housing sanitation, we're working together with the Department of the Corporate Governance and Professional Affairs and with this issue. The cost of water is also is a challenge to us also. We are saying that we need to maximize the rural development, especially those areas in pocket like the Maritio Kofu, Tabantri and so on. We need to take more incomes and also to the farm workers
we've got a need and we're looking at the funding and we want to close a particular area. As we're saying, we've got 92% of the urban areas within the water and so on, and we want to look at that particular need and so on. The internal pump and the regional pump is the key issue to deal with the movement from the house needs to become to go to the sustainable areas, looking at the demand that we're living in. And we're still saying the shortfall is looking at all these particular needs, 4.9 million grand, if we can be able to look at it and deal with all these categories that we're living in, we can be able to see some changes in the region and so on. And they are always talking about Machabing and the level of funding on the regional part and planning. We're working with them, looking at the RDPs and so on. And the Department of Water Affairs, we focus on following broad areas, again, in deep collaborations in the province and the water sector forums, IT forums that we're really working on now. Operation Center is the overall direction that we have to look at, and through the social cluster that I'm involved in under Operation Capella and the environment and the infrastructure, you know, the cluster development that I'm also looking at. And the collaborations with Water Board through that forum that the SALGA, Water Affairs and Water Board and Water Affairs, in order where there's a need of projects, we should be able to go and render that service as quickly as possible to those particular municipalities without trying to get another long route and less water cost available to the municipalities. And still, strengthen the collaborations with water associations where they have to associate and to give the municipalities, especially for those who are municipalities where they don't have much infrastructure and they really there. And they increase the regulations in the water sector to be able to bring the issues that municipality has to deal with in terms of their responsibility and much.
Thank you very much. That was the presentation from the chief state. I will be there then for you. Should we take the next one and then ask questions after everything from the chief state? If they take some great presentation, but I think this one was very much shorter than I expected. Thank you very much. Thanks very much. Let's take then the next program according to my presentation. Northwest. Mine says Northwest.
Honorable members. I will not go through all of the slides, but I will try and highlight those that capture in the essence of the challenge that our responsibility is to the problem. The presentation will follow almost the same format as that of the previous, looking at the overview of the previous. In terms of introduction, the Northwest is one of the most rural provinces, and it covers an area of 116,000 kilometers with an approximate contribution of 6% of the national GDP. And it is characterized by insufficient bulk infrastructure, thus impacting on the eradication of the water services backlogs. And the province is faced with the sanitation backlogs of about 437 households, and the water backlog stands at 134 households.
I think this is basic. It's part of the items that Trevor has actually touched on. But I also wanted to just add that a separate program for regional bulk infrastructure was launched by the department in 2008. It was started in 2007 but took effect in 2008. The purpose of this was to ensure that there was regional planning within the provinces. Because what we realized was the water services authorities were planning within the area of jurisdiction only and not looking at their neighboring municipalities. And that did not allow for looking at regional scales because each municipality will look at its own area. Thus, with the bulk, regional bulk, we will sort of be in a position to give guidance in terms of a helicopter view of what is best for a particular area in the province. We have four districts, and two of the districts are water services, and the other two districts are water services provided. They are actually not, or they have lost the water services authority function to the local municipalities within their areas of jurisdiction. We have four water boards and one Section 21 company. This is your Midval water company. Based in Auckland. Most of the water services authorities are in the process of finalizing their Section 78 processes or assessments. This is a very big challenge in the sense that every time there are challenges in a particular municipality, there's finger pointing. The local municipality will be saying, I'm doing this on behalf of the water services authority, and the authority will be saying, but we're not getting any joy out of this municipality. Hence, we have actually advised that a targeted effort is actually required to ensure that we complete, or the municipalities complete, this Section 78 assessments, which will allow for a mode of service provision within a particular water services authority. The other thing is the Northwest region is highly dependent on groundwater. The rainfall in that particular area is less than the average national rainfall, and it decreases from east to west. So from both from the sort of Gauteng border towards Bohanyisa, the rainfall is actually decreasing, and so is the groundwater pattern within that area. So there is a challenge, and one of the things that we have also picked up and that we have advised municipalities on is to look at getting geohydrological expertise or experts because of the dependence on groundwater. Now, the overview of the province, again, the district, Kenneth Kaunda, with the municipality, local municipalities, Fenderstop, Tlokwe, Matosane, Makwasi Hills. Here, all of the local municipalities are the water services authorities. And this is the two municipal districts, Kenneth Kaunda and Bojanala, where we found the need to look at regional planning, because each of these local municipalities are the water services authorities, and planning was happening within a local municipality area. Dr. Ruth Mumpati is the water services authority, and there are six municipalities. Local municipalities in the area, Naledi, Mamusa, Lekwatemaling, Greater Taung, and Molopo. The province is characterized by very poor communities, small, rural, and scattered in some of the areas. For instance, in Ratlo, the majority of the communities are small and scattered. If we look at Southern, we have a number of formal urban towns. So the challenges are different in the different districts. In some of the districts, the development is very high, and in Bupirima in particular, as well as the Nakamudire Mulem, you still have high percentages of rural settlements. These are the current programs that have been implemented within the department. We will go through each one of them. In terms of the sector partners, we have the SALGA, South African Local Government Association. We have donors who are assisting the European Union, DFID, etc., national and provincial departments, civil society, as well as the users contributing towards the management of water resources within each area, the unions, the catchment management agencies. We haven't as yet established the catchment management agency in the Northwest. We have four water management areas, and I think that is very unique in the sense that we have Gauteng, the Free State, Northern Cape, and the Northwest Province, each being responsible for a portion of an area within the Northwest Province in terms of water resources management. That is why Ntateng Tidi was referring to Fenderdorp when he was talking about the water establishment of water use associations. We also have water boards, as I've indicated, and we are looking at accessing local government and energy CETA funds to assist municipalities in terms of training. That slide indicates the sanitation needs per water services authority, and it gives a figure of about 4 billion. That figure there should actually be 4 billion, 4.290 billion, in terms of the total needs for addressing the sanitation needs within the province. The key challenges in terms of sanitation is that the historic backlogs in rural sanitation requires about 3.3 billion rand. We have also noticed inappropriate services in various urban areas as well as rural areas, which have led, particularly in the rural communities, which have led to contamination of groundwater, and therefore some of the municipalities have had to look for water outside of their areas of jurisdiction. An example there is in the Taung local municipality. And the bulk needs for sanitation amounts to about 333 million. The funding shortfall requires that needs are prioritized and that cash flows are managed to optimize the impact of the project. And if additional funding is not available, the program time frame will have to be extended. There has been initiatives in terms of approaching the DBSA to assist with bridging finance. However, as we know, this also has its challenges in terms of interest that are charged by DBSA. We also need additional funding to provide sanitation for urban housing projects amounting to about 315 million. In this slide, we are actually looking at a summary of the various activities regarding the sanitation costs and the shortfall there. So the shortfall in terms of sanitation needs amounts to about 3.7 billion rand. That is if one takes out the allocated WIC funding for the MTS. In terms of the water needs, we have a shortfall of 2.6 billion rand, and this is actually worked out in terms of each and every water services authority. The key challenges there is that the water supply backlogs in rural communities, we have high backlogs in Ngakamudiri Mulema, Dr. Sokomotsi, Ruth Mumpati, Moretele, Moses Kotani, Madibeng, and Rustenburg local municipalities. the bulk needs in Ngakamudiri Mulema and Madibeng and Makwasi Hills have been identified. In Makwasi Hills, these have been addressed. And the minister is planning to hand over the project where over 105 million was spent for bulk water as well as bucket eradication program. This slide gives a summary of the shortfall for water challenges in the Northwest Province. As you can see, it deals with areas where we need to upgrade the systems to RDP level. It deals with the refurbishment, bulk water, as well as housing needs in terms of the water in the area. The past achievements of DWAF, we have assisted municipalities in terms of planning. The nature of support in terms of planning was coming up with capacity building business plans, and achievements are that we have developed priority, we have identified priority municipalities, and we have developed business plans to the tune of 14.9 million rand was allocated, and the benefiting water services authorities were Dr. Ruth Mompati, Moses Kotane, Moretele, Madbeng, Kheteng, Nakamudiri Mulema, Fenderdorp, and Makwasi Hills. We have also looked at support to MIC, where we are addressing the technical reports. We assess the technical reports and recommend them for funding to Department of Corporate Governance and Traditional Affairs. The challenge that we have found in terms of this technical report is that the various service providers to municipalities do not have a grasp of the requirements. And as a result, there ends up being a to and froing between the municipality and the department. We have even requested the municipalities that we engage the water services providers and the consultants that they have appointed to train them so that they can understand what our needs are, so that we can shorten the time spent in finalizing the technical report. We have, since 2006, recommended 355 water services projects for recommendations, and all of them were funded. We have also provided planning support in terms of project management, in 2007, 23,000 buckets were eradicated with a total cost of about 205 million expended by the municipalities. Ngaka Modiri Mulema, Makwasi Hills, Matlosane, and Dr. Ruth Mompati were benefiting municipalities. Matlosane had the highest number of buckets, and we managed to eliminate the pre-94 buckets in that municipality through an accelerated process of dealing with the eradication of buckets. What the municipality did was to look at the appointment of various service providers, or consultants and contractors, which was a radical change from the way the local government had been working. And this assisted in ensuring that most of the buckets were removed, or all of the pre-94 buckets were removed in the Matlosane local municipality. We've also provided funding for drought relief to Ngaka Modiri Mulema, Dr. Ruth Mompati, Matlosane, as well as Kgetleng Refiere. The challenge that we found with the drought relief funds was that there were instructions that these funds were to be utilized for cutting water or tankering water to communities and not to build permanent structures. And this was instruction from National Treasury. The case in point was with Kgetleng, where we developed a drought relief plan for the municipality. We identified a resource that could actually be utilized to augment the supply to the community. However, that was not allowed, and we've had to assist the municipality with tankering of water instead of looking at the solution that the municipality could actually fall back onto every time that we have drought. The fact is, droughts are cyclical. We will have droughts from time to time, and we have to look at a way of actually dealing with this drought, as tankering or cutting of water is a very expensive exercise, and the risks of contamination are also very high in terms of the way water is actually being transported to communities. In terms of meeting the targets, We have a sanitation acceleration plan which has been developed through Operation Kijima, and the benefiting water services authorities there were Dr. Ruth Mombati, Moses Kotane, Moroteli, Madibeng Khetleng, and Ngakamadiri Malema. 338 million was spent on operation and maintenance as well as refurbishment of infrastructure. And this is infrastructure that used to belong to Department of Water Affairs that is being transferred to local government. What we have found with these funds is that the operation and maintenance funds need to be augmented through revenue collection. And some of the municipalities are not doing very well in terms of revenue collection. Case in point is the current impasse between Moretele, Madibeng, as well as Tshwane municipality. As we know, the two municipalities between the two owe Tshwane about 100 million. And Tshwane is getting water from Rainwater, so it is a chain of events. We did intervene by arranging a meeting with National Treasury together with our sector partners, the local government in the province. However, this matter has not as yet been settled. What National Treasury indicated was that Tshwane should have formal contracts between themselves and these municipalities and agree on a payment regime. However, this has been a challenge. I want to express this as from our assessment, Moretele will not be in a position to pay this amount. We looked at their equitable share and we found that it was not sufficient. And Moretele as a municipality, the feeling is that they should not actually be a water services authority. We also provided water sector support and maintained. The achievement was to maintain a strong participation at various committees dealing with the provincial growth and development strategy structures in the province. We have coordinating committees, we have the coordinating forum, and these are chaired by the Premier, and underneath those we have the infrastructure working group and the planning working group, as well as the forums. In terms of water services developments by the water services authorities, we have provided support to municipalities, and all the water services authorities have been assisted. The plans used to be of a very poor quality in the past, and there has been tremendous improvement in the quality of information that is contained in the water services development plan. The challenge was municipalities not looking at integrated planning and looking at all those activities, including the local economic development plans, to be included in the needs in the water services development. We also drew up municipal support programs from the checklist process that was followed by the department, which identified gaps and weaknesses in municipalities in terms of service provision. In terms of allocation to municipalities, we provided Makwasi Hills with 120.8 million, as I've indicated, to deal with the challenge of eradication of buckets as well as the bulk water supply. 5 million was also allocated for feasibility studies in Ngakamadiri Mulema, Moretele, as well as Madibeng. The mixed support, we are providing support to the PMU as well. Apart from the technical report assessment, we're also assisting the PMUs to track delivery within the water services authorities. We also have a monitoring project, monitoring and evaluation project within the region, where we are looking at Ngakamadiri Mulema, Dr. Ruth Mompati, Makwasi Hills, as well as Motlosane. In terms of sector collaboration, the achievements there were a close collaboration with the sector partners, including GBSA, which has committed and ensured assistance with finance as well as alignment of plans. And the benefiting water services authorities currently are those that were allocated funding for critical water shortages. And however, we are planning to look at the whole water services authorities within the provinces. We are also looking at ensuring greater integration of the three spheres of government within the province, and this we do through the participation in the PGDS working groups as well as the environmental working group, housing, economic disaster and financial working groups. We have a very active water and sanitation steering committee within the province. However, this has been looking at funding that was provided by DBSA. We would like to extend this to other water services authorities, as we've had a slump in the water and sanitation forum that was looking at challenges in all the municipalities. In terms of water conservation and demand management, we have funded three municipalities to look at water losses or unaccounted for water, and this includes Magwatshi Hills, Fenderstop, and the Dinogana village, which has been in the news for some time. Dinogana has the highest number of illegal connections in their systems, and I have highlighted this to the department and the minister, and we have been requested to look at the task team that will look at assisting the municipality in dealing with this illegal connection. The institutions in water service provision in the province are Botshelo Water, Mahalis Water, Sidibeng, Midval, as well as Rand Water. Rand Water also supplies water up to Rustenburg. The interventions, in terms of water use, the province highlighted the need for the development of stock watering policy, and this resulted in the development of a national policy in terms of small-scale, multiple-use policy. Most of the, as I have indicated in the map, a lot of the communities in the Northwest are very, very rural, and they depend on stock for their livelihoods. And there was a gap in terms of the policy dealing with who is responsible for supplying water, stock water to communities. We discussed this matter with Department of Agriculture, as well as local governments, and they agreed that there was a policy gap with respect to this, and hence the small-scale, multiple-use policy that was developed by the department. In terms of intergovernmental relations, we do attend most of the structures within the province to provide clarity on water and sanitation issues, as well as policy and legislation. Poverty alleviation, Greater Taung area targeted for war on poverty campaign. We have identified the area for rainwater harvesting. However, the Department of Agriculture has actually cautioned us regarding some of the projects that they have actually implemented. We are awaiting a report on what they have actually done and what the lessons were in terms of this rain harvesting project, so that we can not make the same mistake as they did. We are preparing for a provincial endeavor on targets and backlog eradication, which will be looked at during the 28th of September. And we are also looking at assisting municipalities to get loans from DBSA. Local government, in terms of in conjunction with DBSA, conducted a backlog study within the province, and this was actually necessitated by some of the water services authorities differing with the figures that we have in our reference framework document. And the problem there was the high turnover rate of technical managers as well as municipal managers within municipalities. We would actually get information from the municipality. However, when a new municipal manager or a technical manager comes in, he then rejects the figures that we have in the reference framework document. Therefore, the province said we need to have one hymn book, you know, where we can read from the same page, and therefore this study was commissioned to look at the backlogs. We have also, in conjunction with the Premier's office, looked at coming up with a water master plan. And this water master plan is not only going to look at water services, but we will be looking at identification of water resources, the integration of the bulk water planning, looking at mining, as Rustenburg, as we know, between Moyenway, or between Brit and Rustenburg, there has been a huge mushrooming of new mines, and there is a great demand for water in that particular area. What we're looking at is that the quality of water needed by the various users may not necessarily have to be the same. Therefore, for mining, there is a feasibility that is actually looking at utilizing Hartbeespoort Dam water, however, treating it to industrial quality level for utilization by the mines, thereby releasing the water from Randwater as well as Machalis for potable water supply for the increase in urbanization within the Rustenburg and Moyenway area. We have developed a regional acceleration plan for sanitation, and we have also engaged the IDT to provide implementation support in terms of the schools and school sanitation as well as clinic sanitation in our areas. Yes. The challenges that we are having is, as I said, the high turnover of Section 57 managers. The intervention there is to deploy technical expertise to the municipalities, and I'll show a slide quickly of how many people have been deployed. And we also have a challenge within municipalities in terms of spending the allocated funding and the ability of municipalities to generate revenue and the shortfall in the equitable share, which has been identified by all of the municipalities. The water services, the water services provider and water service authority functionality in terms of Section 78, that has also not been finalized, and it is creating problems. The intervention there is to look at a rigorous implementation plan and to also engage local government to assist with ensuring the finalization of the Section 78 process. We have also looked at the need to upgrade and refurbish the wastewater treatment plants as well as the water purification plants within the water services authorities, and there is a high bulk need of about 7 billion rand. The other problem is the shifting target due to population migration. And here we need to have a definition in terms of these backlogs, because we have people moving around that playing havoc with planning within municipalities. In terms of addressing the backlog, we're not sure whether the construction industry will be in a position to deal with the high demand, as we have a huge backlog in both sanitation and water supply in most municipalities. I think I have spoken about the inadequate allocations in terms of the equitable share as well as the MIG program. The other challenge is availability of water resources. We have looked at Taung Dam as a possible source of water supply to communities in the Taung area, as some of the communities have got problems with contaminated groundwater. Therefore, it is a challenge to treat that water, and it is also expensive to treat that groundwater. Hence, the possibility of using Taung Dam for water. 20 million rand has been allocated already by the department to start with a pipeline from Taung to Podume Water Treatment Works, as well as looking at a pipeline to the communities that will be assisted through this particular project. That slide indicates the technical expertise that has been deployed to the municipalities. I'm not going to go through all of them. The figures are there to be seen. We've also looked at network technicians and trainees, and here are the figures for professionals in terms of engineering and financial management. We've looked at hotspots within the province, and we have identified these municipalities which need intervention. In Zeerust, there has been a wastewater treatment works that from time to time has given problems. The reticulation in that area cannot actually accommodate the huge volume that needs to go through that, and funding has been allocated to address that problem. Shortage of water in Itsoseng, this is a storage problem, and monies have been allocated to deal with that. And in Dinokana, the province has allocated 16.5 million rand to deal with the water shortages within that village. So in Swanisop, currently 2 billion rand has been 2 million has been allocated, but there is a shortfall of 58 million to look at the or to address the infrastructural defect. Water shortage in Freiburg will be dealt with by the Kudume pipeline. The dysfunctional wastewater treatment works, an application has been made for MIG application, and water qualities in Taung will be dealt with through the Taung Dam or the utilization of Taung Dam. I have alluded to the Madibeng and Moretele challenges in terms of the debt to Tswane and the engagement there. As well as the increased water demand in the Rustenburg area. And Gedeng municipality also have a problem of revenue collection. In terms of the focus area, we are looking at eradication of backlogs in schools in this financial year and eradication of general sanitation by 2014. And support to local government through municipal support plans as well as water services or business plans. That was my last slide. I had to fly through the last slide as a result of time.
Thank you very much. That was the Northwest. It was quite a long presentation. Time is against us. And we need to have these presentations, unfortunately. I'm sure that members are eager to ask you questions because there are some of the issues that we thought that the regions will mention, but they're not being mentioned. And let us take the last one, which is the Noordkap.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll try to make up some time. It's very comprehensive, actually, presentation of lots of slides that can be pulled in, which I will try to skip then. The contents and the sequence will be the same as my colleagues. Just a brief overview of the largest, driest, least populated province. And you see the areas where we've really got some people living is mostly where water resources are available along the rivers. 80% of the area of the Northern Cape is dependent on groundwater, making the need for regional bulk schemes very essential. The overview, again, just of where we've got land area, where we've got water boards operating, and where we've got water supply schemes, which can be called regional bulk already. We've got 32 local water service authorities.
Honourable,
thank you, Chair. Can I just make a comment on the Northern Cape presentation?
Okay.
Really, their slides are terrible, Chair. You really want to, you know, because, you know, the font that they are using is too small. And when the copy has been photocopied, you really just become blur. You just really can't, read. I'm just appealing to say, really, next time people must use a better font, because you must remember that once photocopies are made, you really, can't read. So really, we can't see what has been written yet at all. That's my comment. Really.
Thanks, Honorable Juju. Actually, I don't think that we need to say next time. They must improve on this document and send them back to us, because we need this information for our own use as members of Parliament. So it's not going to assist us to have this document as a reference document, because there is nothing that you can read out of this thing. But I think as for now, we can use the screen, but we need to get an improved document so that we can just distribute to members of Parliament, even if it's next week. Thank you, Mendude. Over to you.
Thank you, Chair. Just a list of all the waters, all the municipalities and all the towns, and all, which are all of them are water user water service authority. We've got three water boards, which we'll touch on later, the Namakwa, Pella Drift, and the City Bang in the eastern part, seven water user associations. We thought it's good that we should have a good picture of what the performance currently of the local municipalities are to focus the areas of support correctly. So we used the draft report for 7-8, consolidated report on performance of Northern Cape municipalities. You see the indicators there, and you'll see the performance of the municipalities, which is currently below par on an average. And there are some downward trends on them as well. What we also looked at is, and I hope it's visible, is what the current skills profile looks like in the Northern Cape. And to highlight just a couple of areas is that on technical manager side, which is very important to the water sector, the 59% have relevant technical qualifications, and there are seven water service authorities, or 22%, who doesn't even have technical managers. And IDP managers where planning should come together and be of the highest quality, only 53% of them do have tertiary qualifications. Let's adjust the water service regulatory performance system, which government is currently implementing. We just wanted to quickly show that the top part of it, the red part of it, is the national picture, and the bottom part, the Northern Cape picture. So we've got a number more red areas than what is nationally been picked up, showing the status of local government in the Northern Cape. Briefly, an overview of the green air districts. Water targets have already been met. The rest we will achieve by, or the province will achieve by, about 2011. But the area of concern remains the Moshaweng Khasekonyana area in the John Taolo Khachewe district. You can see where the shortfalls are. The sanitation, exactly the same, a bit behind. Lots of areas already fully reached. Again, a red area to be highlighted there is in the same rural area of John Taolo again. Our main achievements today, briefly overview on bucket eradication, which is except for one local municipality, have been concluded. Clinic water and sanitation program has been concluded. There are still challenges in water, school, and sanitation program. The greatest need again in the JTG district of 76 schools, but it should be completed by the end of this financial year. Where we've just quickly showing then where we've supported and what the achievements have been in nature of support. Again, institutional support, we've had a large program, a wide program, where we've managed to support all over the province with the achievements as listed there in the area. You'll see since 2003-04, we've managed to support different municipalities at different levels depending on the specific needs at that stage. All over the province, the only areas that have not been supported had been the DMA areas where the district municipality was the water service authority, but very few people living in those areas. On water conservation and demand management, we assisted 13 water service authorities throughout the province with the compilation of strategies. We assisted the ones listed there of the implementation of those recommendations, because in the Northern Cape there isn't water. So each and every municipality must do its best, and as water sector leaders and water managers, we must assist them in implementing the recommendations, otherwise it remains documents piling up somewhere. So we've gone as far as retrofitting and pressure management and water meter installation and all of that to assist in Kariebeg, Pokwani, and Tanjini Gamagara. Ad hoc support, the awareness of the scarcity of water is part of our main campaign. And we've had municipalities reach even with training on leak detection and leak repairs and purchasing of bulk water meters to enable them to come up with water audits in the towns itself and then to reduce water losses on the borehole systems and to assist them in managing the borehole fields within its capacity of supply. And in Van Wyksville, although it doesn't rain too much there, we've had a rainwater harvesting project implemented as well, more with regard to food security and poverty alleviation. The other area was on operation maintenance in Northern Cape. We're proud to have had this Northern Cape O&M project with the rest of the stakeholders involved as well as foreign funding. And we've created a great deal in there to assist municipalities to operate and maintain their bulk infrastructure from wastewater treatment works. We've trained them. We've assisted them with creating operation and maintenance units in all five districts. Three of them are fully functional. We've given them a lot of information in hand, handbooks, which they get trained on so that they can use that to operate and maintain their infrastructure as good as possible. In the Northern Cape, there's also a water service operating program funding coming directly from Treasury to the department to assist specific areas in the, which cannot do it themselves, specifically in the area of Moshaweng and Gasekanyan and Pokwane, and you can see the amount there, which is really to assist them in managing their, fulfilling their water service provider function and enabling to, and you see the amount that is to be phased out within 2 years, and there are great challenges for those municipalities, specifically if you've already seen the backlogs which we've mentioned, and they to fulfill their water service provider function itself. We render hands-on support in 13 Water Service Authority by sending out a specialist on O&M to all the wastewater treatment plants and the wastewater purification plants, providing reports and assisting them in implementing the report. Because of the importance of asset management, we've created with the sector a water service database, which we're implementing in a lot of the water service authorities to get them to assist them in realizing the essence of asset management and to get a process in place to run that. We're busy with pilot projects in the Francis Barth District Municipality. On drinking water quality, just briefly, Chairperson, this is what it looks like in the Northern Cape. And the area of concern is, although we've got our monitoring systems, which are in the green and even better than at national level in place, failures on drinking water quality is of great concern. And that is some of the areas where we then focus the support on. Eventually, we would like to have, as part of this system which Mr. Balzer described earlier, we would like to have all the parameters within the green area, and then we can be very proud and everybody can feel safe. So you'll see the long list of assistance as far as even buying, purchasing test kits to assist, train laboratory people to do the testing as they should do it, monthly letters to mayors and municipal managers highlighting the shortcomings, giving them, providing them support and requesting action plans on how to do that. What we've realized also that through drinking water quality system, you needed an early warning system because all the information is more or less a month old already. So we've got a system running with Department of Health and clinics and everybody in the Northern Cape for early warning, picking up of any water-related diseases a lot earlier than would come up through the normal drinking water sampling process and then addressing that areas as crisis intervention. We will be ending up compiling files for each water service authority also as with regard to drinking water quality. Then where problems continue to crop up, we send out people such as Tumir, Kamisberg, McCarthy's Rest to look at specific intervention at specific times. On wastewater treatment works, we've mentioned that the assessment, we mentioned the challenges around green drop and all the plants, 70 of them, I will not have them listed. I've been highlighted and categorized within specific areas of risk, and those will be the ones that will receive upfront the support as well. But whilst we're supporting, and as has been mentioned, we have to move from just supporting to regulatory part of our work as well, and increase on that. We've had letters of non-compliance to water services authorities on non-compliance around wastewater treatment work, but then we also assist them. And currently that's one of the challenges for the department is, on the one hand, the very same people who assist them in rectifying problems are also the very same people who have to issue the non-compliance letters. But the department is moving towards rectifying that. I'll not go into the detail there. On planning, the importance of planning, especially in the Northern Cape, we highlight the role that we play in achievements in water development plans, in information plans. We supply each and every water authority with a status quo booklet on an annual basis to highlight all the challenges and areas and gaps in their water service provider responsibilities and water service authority responsibilities. We're part of the IDP process and the linking, making funds available to link their process to eventually reach a PGDS review. And we've got a busy putting a plan, provincial planning committee in place where all of these things are measured. And for feasibility studies through regional bulk, we assist them in planning there as well. The very important, as I mentioned earlier, in regional bulk infrastructure program in the Northern Cape is the fact that limited water resources are surface water and a lot of groundwater, and we've through feasibility studies, implementation, ready studies, capital projects and funding, we've managed to assist all of them, and the Northern Cape will be one of the areas maybe not as heavily impacted as the Western Cape, but impacted by climate change. There's been a decline over the last 20 years of all groundwater throughout the province, and the reality of bringing in water from somewhere to communities already suffering is a great challenge in the area. Just very briefly, we have done studies throughout the province, not covering it with a master plan, totality feasibility studies, which have been completed. We have implementation ready studies. The concept of that is once you've assured where the water should come from, then you get it implementation ready so you can go out on tender as soon as you receive the funds. And then, and you'll see it's also covering real areas of concern in the province. And then there's the last one is where we already busy implemented two projects successfully in those areas, Renosterberg and Kariberg, and currently at Umsobumbu and at Kenard, there will be, in this financial year, we'll be able to continue there. The accelerated infrastructure program also assists municipalities, and we received in three areas water there. Institutions, very briefly, Seribeng in the far eastern part, as I've shown up there now, they're doing bulk as well as end-user support to Gasekonyana, bulk to the rest there. Talajust water and Namakwa water is two of the ones in the very dry areas. And what I need to stress there is that Talajust water will be disestablished when the mine closes. Namakwa water is in process to be disestablished. So the concept of trying to get strong water boards in the Northern Cape with what is currently happening there is not viable. The number of water user associations supplying bulk raw water to all the areas listed there, and the challenge is to get greater involvement from local government in the operations of those structures. Although not an institution in Warsaw, I just wanted to highlight the structure which we're currently working on in the Northern Cape to ensure that coordination and the sector interacts. We've got in all districts, we've got district fora which meet on a regular basis. The agenda discuss all the items around water and sanitation issues in future. But then we've got subcommittees from planning right through to water resources and all of them and ad hoc teams. All of this culminates into a technical committee where we get from CELGA through local and provincial government and civil society organizations, all of them together there, which from there elevate strategic or critical issues for the province to the Northern Cape Provincial Water Sector Forum, chaired by the MEC, which the Premier assigned that depending on should it be agriculture, housing, or local government. And out of that forum, it goes straight into the Premier's IGL. That is how we try to ensure that everybody in the province is on board with regard to water sector planning implementation. We touch on DVSA Senza Manji, again to show you just very briefly, and I apologize for not being able maybe to see that, but all of those dots that you see is where we, together with DVSA, sat down and decided where deployment should take place to assist municipalities in technical, financial, and all of those. And we've then got assistance from them in the regional office. Going to show again without these programs of assistance, local municipalities who I've shown up initially are already underperforming, will not survive in the Northern Cape if support programs are not in place, not in the near future, Chairperson. Just briefly, we showed up what we're going to do, links to our strategic plan, and all of the target dates are there for this financial year. Implementation is, however, slow due to limited funds, as some colleagues have mentioned, and we're a lot dependent on donor funding in the province to enable us to support, as we've shown there. Again, the areas, as my colleagues have highlighted there, we're showing where it ties in with the DWARC strategic goals, universal access, and then we said, listed where we want to focus our water quality support, our water conservation demand support. We want to extend that, extensive rainwater harvesting, introduce more of that, and obviously the awareness part of it. Then the O&M again, we reflected on that, the areas remain. Other areas, strategic support, and that is the challenges around IGR, challenge of getting CSOs more involved, again highlighting where it ties in with the department's strategic five-year plan, information sharing, not run. On way forward, we just highlighted very briefly the high-level challenges without going to specifics, which we will experience. And the first challenge there is to ensure that water for growth and development is accepted by the sector. Now, the best use of words, I'm not sure, but we decided on using as an essential planning guide for any development. It must become a document of any planner in future to ensure water security as we move on. Current interventions is water in Durban on 22nd October and then the provincial rollout after that. But I foresee a lot of challenges around that because planning is a problem currently to integrate. Challenge two is in the new way in which we're going to operate the sanitation going to human settlement. We foresee, and some of my colleagues have listed them, the integration in planning between water, especially bulk services, water and sanitation. And we foresee that will be one of the challenges to ensure service delivery in a sustainable manner in future. And we foresee that through our planning committee, which is already attended by old housing in the province, we should be able to manage that, but we'll need a lot of commitment and skilled people. Challenge three is then to move, as Mr. Balder has shown there, to move away from the support bulk to increasing regulatory functions. And we foresee that we'll develop an intergovernmental relations protocol where roles and responsibilities between water affairs, local government, all other stakeholders will be highlighted, stipulated, and accepted by all so that we can know when and where should we support and where should people be dependent on us. And then after that, we will have to really ensure that if people do not abide to roles and responsibilities, that we jack up on our regulatory role and ensure that somewhere along the line, compliance enforcement takes place as well. And the fourth challenge for Northern Cape specific, Madam Chair, is the fact that we've got weak water boards currently operating and that we cannot assist water service authorities. Some of them cannot even be maintained themselves. And the great challenge there will be to have the support tool for local government envisaged through institutional realignment as wall-to-wall capacitated water boards. And in the Northern Cape, that will be a major challenge. Chairperson, there's a lot of more information, unfortunately, in the back, which is not readable then and which we'll rectify. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. That was the Northern Cape. I'm sure that even those questions, that information that you said that there is a lot of them, I'm sure you'll be able to respond when members ask those questions. Because I'm sure that members do have questions for both the department and the region.
Sorry, just to check, I found it very difficult to follow that presentation, and maybe I've got, I don't know, the wrong documentation in front of me, but I've got the second slide is overview of the Northern Cape province, but there were a lot of slides that were shown that are not contained within the handout that was given to us. There was, for instance, there were all the tables that showed specific interventions, which I certainly don't find in what is in front of it. What was presented exactly the same as what we were given?
Can we get that response or scroll back to those slides, because since we said that we can't read what is contained here, and then we did not even bother looking here, we are focusing on the screen. Can you assist us in that regard?
Yes, Jefferson, I'm sorry, my printout, which is in color, is red. You can read every word in it. But what was put up there, the first 25 slides is the presentation. And then on some of those slides, if you needed more information, you could then dig in. But they've also been supplied in my copy as from 25 to 43, part of the printout copy which I have. So I'm sorry if something went wrong where people did not receive the correct printout. But it's really for additional information from slide 26 on to slide 43, which is in the full document and the full presentation which members should have asked.
Are your slides numbered, members?
Yes, sir, they are numbered. Mine goes up to number 40. I presume that these will be on the PMG website and we can get them from there, or else they can be emailed to us.
Can you respond? They're too large to mail, but my office will make the number of CDs which you would like to have available, and we'll have it couriered to the committee secretary.
Will that assist you, members? Honorable Matthew?
It will, Chairperson, but this really makes me to suspect that this presentation was not compiled by the committee. Made by the consultants. That's why these two slides are not the same.
I don't want you to respond to some of these things. If members of parliament feel that it's how they feel about the whole thing, because to be honest, now I can't read what is here. So I can't even complain, because there's nothing to complain about if there's nothing that you have, because I can't make out what is here. And unfortunately, it's the only region that gives the chairperson such a thing. All these others have got a document like yours so that I can guide the portfolio committee members. I've got the one like yours. I'm supposed to get the one like yours in order for me to be able to guide the parliament. But unfortunately, I can't even guide them because I'm also in the dark as yourself. See? So I'm. And to be honest, this region is one of the most region that has got challenges as far as the information that I have in my office. You see? And this is the region that we wanted to know what is happening within the region in order for us to be able to assist the region. We know that there are challenges on everything in that region. Everything. You fight with the unions and everything. We got every information. So if we had something that we can read out of this thing, because some of these things does hinder in the way delivery, service delivery. Your relationship with whoever is the stakeholder in that region. But that's not the issue now. The issue is members not being able to read what is contained here. I think the issue of the CD will be very much appreciated if we can get that and then distribute to members so that it's information that they need. Dr. Yenge?
I agree with the notion of us being supplied with the cities, but which cities are we going to be supplied with? Are they going to entail this information or the one that has been used by the presenter? Because these are two different documents. I don't know which document do you have, Chair?
I I think that the chairperson will have to take that document so that I can compare that document with this one. I'm figuring out the but yet and but yet. So, unfortunately, the information is supposed to be for members of parliament. If members of parliament doesn't do that. This one differs from this one. I just browsed through pages. It differs from this one. And it would be very helpful even if the format was like this one, you know. But I can't argue over that one because it's going to take us nowhere. Mr. Oza?
Chairperson, can I suggest that while we take questions on the other two regions, I'll get my support staff to go and get a copies made for distribution here before we leave.
All right, that's going to be helpful. But that doesn't say that you can't ask questions from the presentation that we have here. If it means bringing them back, they will come back. If it means sleeping over tonight, then sleep tonight. Because what is important is for member of parliament to get what they requested for. Falga, you have been listening to what has been said here by different regions as far as the relationships between different municipalities and the regions. The issue of the capacity within the municipalities has been raised sharply, especially from the Northwest and also other regions. And in some instances, when you listen to the presentation, you just wonder whether some of the municipalities have capacities to deal with those issues, those beautiful programs that the regions have. I will open for to members of parliament then to do what they're getting paid for, oversight over the three regions and the department. I have recognized Honorable Kosana, Honorable Luyenge, and Honorable Matebe. Ndude, Honorable Lovemore, the last one will be Honorable Morgan. And then if there will be some other hands, we'll give another round. All right. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I will start with the Free State Province. The presentation made by Free State Province, it's understood and is clear and something that can assist only if it is linked to the municipalities person. If it is linked to the municipalities, then we can get something that can assist in terms of delivery of service on the ground. Chairperson, my little bit concern is the bucket system that Free State has spoken about here. Really, the program for bucket system, it was, in fact, put in place by the former president, Thabo Mbeki, by saying that in 2007, all bucket system will be finished in all areas or in all provinces. But as the presentation was made here, it seems there are still some areas that are heavy bucket system. Can we be clarified in terms of numbers, how many areas or estimation number of people who are still under this system, or in fact under this bucket system? And one of the important issues that they have hinted in their presentation is the issue of forums. If you have got a forum, I don't think we'll be having so many challenges in our areas. But these forums, are they effective? Are they doing a job that they're supposed to do in order to ensuring the service delivery? Should think that one is the question for almost all the municipalities. You must try to assist us in that regard. In the Northwest, they spoke about the Section 78 for the municipalities to, in fact, to sign or to comply with that Section 78. Now, my question is, will this Section 78 assisting us in dealing with issues related to problems, in fact, to water problems in our areas or not? After they have signed that Section 78, what will happen? Will we be assisted in service delivery or not? If yes, how? Northwest is having so many structures in place. In fact, so many support unions, that is European Union, Water, the Department of Water, local government, SALCA, etc. But I want to know, how far have you gone in delivering services in rural areas? Because you have got many structures. Or what are the challenges for you not to be able to deliver? Because you have mentioned so many structures that are supporting you in terms of financial, in fact, support. And, Chairperson, the Northwest has spoken about the shortfall of 333 million. But there are so many budget allocations mentioned. I just want to be clarified. Those budget allocations are still part of this shortfall, in fact, are addressing this shortfall, or is just another continuation somewhere of dealing with service delivery? If is that the case, then how are we going to deal with this shortfall of 333 million? I don't know, am I correct to say Northwest? Is it Northwest? Okay. Chairperson, I'm going to Northern Cape. The skills development. You said all the managers complied with, in fact, the skills development that you need as water department in the area. You say the manager is compliance, finance, and so on. Now, my question is, can you little bit explain to us the gender equality in your province in terms of appointing these managers? Can you a little bit explain to us the affirmative action in order to bring those disadvantaged people into the system? Because we know very well that this water department, it was in the past, it was made for a certain group of people. Now we want to see the affirmative action inside. Can you explain on us about that issue? Chairperson, can we get a clear relationship between the water department in the Northern Cape and the structures on the ground? Can we get the background of what is happening there? Is it a clear relationship that can assist us in terms of fast-tracking a delivery of services, or is it just a relationship that can hinder the delivery of services? Can we just get a clarity on that? Chairperson, can I just send this question to almost all of the municipalities? How do the regional offices and the SALCA work in assisting municipalities in their relationship with water posts? Because we've got water posts there, how are they working in their relationship? The second question is, has SALCA or any regional office undertaken a study on the implementation of bylaws in relation to water services? That one, you work with, you said, all of you, you said you work with municipalities. Can you give an overview of the problems they encounter with mixed projects? In fact, with mixed equitable share. There is an equitable share which is from us. How do they work with that? And problems thereof they encounter. The last question, Chairperson, I should think we all the structures that they were presenting here, the participation in their presentation, the participation of, in fact, the people's involvement, the community involvement, is very silent on that. Can you be clarified? How do they involve the people affected in particular? Those masses on the ground, how do you involve them in these problems of water shortage and so on? Thank you very much. Chairperson, before you get to my colleague, we called three municipal, in fact, water boards in different provinces, in fact, three provinces, but seemingly Mpumalanga is here. I should think our colleague here must assist us about the issue of Delmas. He must prepare some answers or some input to tell us what's happening in Delmas, because people are dying there. Thank you.
You're correct. I said when I started here, we appreciate the department by sending nine of them instead of only three. So we are from different provinces here. If there are challenges in Limpopo and I'm from Limpopo, I'm expecting then the chief director from Limpopo to assist me in that regard. You're correct. Honorable Luyenge?
Thank you, sir. I don't know whether this is close to say the Eastern Cape is here as well.
Eastern Cape is here, and we all know challenges faced by the Eastern Cape. But I just don't want to
engage Eastern Cape abruptly because there are issues. And definitely they know the issues, especially in the eastern part of the province. But the questions that I have to the first one goes to Free State, the Operation Shasela. In as far as I understand, this operation is an ILIMA approach that has been used, of which it is appreciated. So is it properly funded? So if yes, who is the major funder of this exercise? And the kind of collaboration that has been alluded to, how structured that collaboration is, because other institutions on issues of collaboration, they tend to maybe send officials of junior status with completely no authority, and therefore thwart the progress in that arrangement. Then the other two questions, Chair, are cut crossing to all the presenters that have actually presented. One, in relation to the pollution of rivers in the jurisdictional areas of municipalities, none of the presenters actually touched on those aspects. And also the waste management, because those are issues that culminate when addressed to an institution being termed as the one that produces quality. So there can't be quality without these issues being spoken to. And the issue of the realignment of the department, what is the impact of the realignment of the department in terms of service deliverables or improvement of service delivery at that level. The issues of environment, of environment, you know, because we are talking here of environment being a concurrent function, but in municipalities are not sure as to where to put their hands on to be part of this exercise, because the important exercise here that we want to see happening is the proper, effective and efficient service delivery, of which water is the basic, and all the presenters must understand our role as parliamentarians. Because when we're talking water, we're talking our manifestos, especially the ruling party. So all of us, we are very much concerned with the pace that the provision of this particular commodity is actually unfolding. Ngosi sir.
Honorable Mathebe.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'll be very brief too. The first question goes to Free State. You did indicate that in your operations you are biased towards the indigenous, but you did not give us the details of your actual operations. Can you briefly explain as to how? And also indicate whether cross subsidy is one of those measures, if not, why? The second question goes to Northwest. You did indicate that you are helping these local municipalities to get loans from DBSA. But at the same time, you alluded to the fact that these smaller municipalities are not doing well in terms of revenue collection. Now, my problem is how are they going to repay these loans? So how do you envisage, are you also envisage helping them to repay these loans? If yes, how? If not, why? The last one goes to Northern Cape. I was made to understand that the water usage without permits is very rife in that province, and the presenter here said nothing about that problem. So can you indicate how rife is this problem, and what mechanism are you putting in place to make sure that this comes to an end? And also, just to add to Honorable Skosana's question on your organogram, can you indicate as to be precise, how many whites do you have in your structure? How many blacks, Indians, and colors, and also in terms of agenda? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Mathebe. Before I give to Honorable Duke, I must say that it's a pity that we did not get this document. It's a good document, not okay. The information that is contained here is a very, very good and helpful information. Some of these questions that you are asking, they are contained in this document, but unfortunately we did not get this document. So Mr. Bozo must make sure that we get this document. This is a very good document with all the information that actually we need as members of Parliament. Honorable Jude.
Thank you, Chair. I think some of the questions the colleagues have already asked, especially on the issue of pollution on the rivers. I want to go to the Free State, and mine are more comments than questions, Chair. I must commend the presenter on his presentation. I think it was very refreshing and, I must say, very impressive, because I think it was very much detailed on the issues that I'm very, very much interested and very concerned about. You know, this question I raised with the department, and unfortunately I couldn't get a satisfactory response in terms of the water leakage, what is being done, what penalties are given. And here I can see that the Free State is really, you know, doing something about water leakage, because really it's a serious issue. If you can look at the amount of water that is leaking
and yet we are talking about water leakage. I really was very worried, Chair, when I got the response from the department that is supposed to be responsible, and we get such a very vague response on that matter, because for me it is a very serious matter. I'm glad that the Free State is doing something about that. I'm also, because they responded to that on their slide, on page 7. I'm also very impressed on page 8, their slide 8, on the issue of training. Chair, it has been very clear what they are actually doing. The time frames, because I'm also very concerned when people are giving all these cause reports, you also want to be able to see, the time frames when, at the deadlines to say would have achieved 1, 2, 3 by this time. Again, the Free State has been very clear in terms of their own time frame interventions on these issues. Again, on page 19, Chair, capacity building, especially targeting women, and again, there you have got time frames to say we are training 20 women from the 5 districts and would want to have achieved this by December 2009. Again, on that, I want to commend them. They've referred to water user association. I want to know who have formed, these associations and who belong to these associations. I think for me, it would be very, interesting to know who belongs there. Chair, listening to all the presenters, there is a concern for me that as this national body that we really need to take seriously, because again, even the department has actually referred, to it. And again, if you are listening to these three regions that are in front of us, they've also referred to that. And I'm sure others to come will also refer to that. The issue of the backlogs. I'm very worried, Chair, because again, for me, I will go back and make example about ESCOM, that we find ourselves in the very same situation that we find ourselves because we really didn't do anything when we had time to rectify and do something about those backlogs. And again, here you are listening to the same thing by the department. And again, the regions are also talking the same thing. I'm tempted to say that maybe the department, the chairperson, really need to do a survey, on the depth of these backlogs, and maybe collect these backlogs from all the regions so that they can have a picture. We can have a picture of how, the depth of the problem that is facing us. And then say what interventions are going to be done before the backlog actually you find it, because it's of no use to keep, the other day Dr. Luyenge spoke about what is it you call the surplus, that people always want to see some money that is left over for the following year and not actually, spending, the money. So I'm saying, you'll be surprised that if you collect all these backlogs from all the regions, you'll find that you are actually looking at something that will go to between 10 and 20 billion. And now you start, the department or government starts scratching their heads to say, how are we going to, where are we going to get the money? Because we haven't budgeted for this. And yet, over the period, people have been talking day in and day out, year in and year out, people coming and talking about the backlogs, and yet nothing has been done on the backlogs. So I'm saying that I think the department really need to do some survey and collect all this information from all the regions so that they can have a clear picture and come and report to us to say how big is this backlog, how much will it cost us, and what interventions will, the department, do so that before it becomes a ticking time bomb, Chair, because if we are not doing anything about it, we are not taking it up seriously, it can become a really ticking time bomb. And I'm worried you are saying that water, nobody can survive. We can survive, without all other things, but water really is one of you know, those, because even the food that you are talking about, there's nothing you can do if you don't have water, because you can't even be able to mix and cook without water. So this is, for me, is very, very serious. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Ndute. But I must assure you, I've got nothing to do with the good report of the Free State. I just want to assure you of that one. Indeed, I agree with you. Water is something very important in a human being's life, even animals. Those who understand will understand what I'm saying. I always believe Uguti, when Jesus Christ was hanging on the cross, he never asked for any other thing else, not even asked for favor to be taken off the cross. He said that he was thirsty. He wanted water. Forget about what was given to him, but he wanted water. I know that Christians do interpret it some other ways. But you must remember that at that time, he was a human being, hungry for, thirsty for water. Let's forget about my colonialism. Let us take Honorable Lavmo.
Thank you, Chair. I have a number of questions, and I'm just going to go through them as we had the presentations chronologically, or as they came to my mind. What concerned me, and I think it's one of the reasons why we asked the regions to address us today, is that we seem to have a multiplicity of plans. The Water Services Development Plans, the water resources and water demands, what do you call it? Water conservation and water demand management plans, etc. But I'm certainly still struggling with who exactly takes responsibility for what exactly. But the first question I have is in terms of water services development plans, which are supposed to be put together by every municipality, certainly, if I remember correctly, provincial authorities, but certainly municipalities. Now, they also are supposed to have a water conservation, water demand management plan in place, perhaps on a more regional scale, I don't know. Why are they different plans? I don't understand why they should be different. So, perhaps that can just be explained to us. So a general question, the Green Drop was mentioned to us a number of times, it was mentioned a number of times during presentations. I have yet to see a Green Drop report. It was mentioned in one of the presentations that a number of percent of the works had achieved Green Drop status or Green Drop certification, etc. I haven't seen a Green Drop report. Maybe I'm missing it, but I certainly can't find it on your website. So does it exist as yet? And if not, when will it? Because I think that's going to be extremely interesting. The presentation that I have in front of me is the first one that Mr. Belzer gave, where it is indicated that the Department of Water Affairs, one of the roles is to provide targeted support to municipalities. Now, my question is, who decides on the target? Is it municipalities that are in crisis? And if so, why do we wait until they're in crisis? Who decides on the target? Do municipalities come forward and say, Water Affairs, we need your help? Or is it through the monitoring that is done that we manage to identify targets? I'm interested in specifically the constitutional responsibilities of municipalities. Municipalities are responsible for sanitation. Now, does that include sewage treatment in the eyes of Water Affairs? Does it include, in fact, sewage treatment? If it does, that's fine. I'm happy with it. I don't know the proper definition of sanitation. Is it just sanitation in terms of reticulating homes? Or does it actually include sewage treatment, in which case municipalities would obviously or could be held liable for non-compliance? Still on Mr. Balzer's presentation, the evolution of the Department of Water Affairs role, he indicated that the future support must put more attention on local government meeting regulatory requirements, and that the sector has some mechanisms in place to enable this, and that certainly in the future the process of implementing will be more in accordance with its strategies, policies, and legislation, which is obviously a lot of documentation. What we've been hearing recently, however, is that the current policy is nothing more and nothing less than zero tolerance. It was said by the minister in her budget debate. It was said to us last week when we had presentations. The acting director general has indicated that the current policy is zero tolerance towards non-compliance with the law. So when mention is made of the strategies, policies, and legislation, what is our current policy? Is it, in fact, zero tolerance? And if not, when will it be? I'll leave out the vague questions. I would like to ask the more specific questions. The Municipal Indaba Action Plan, it was mentioned again by Mr. Balzer that we might like a copy. Chair, I don't know if you have a copy, but I'm not aware that we have been provided with copies, and I think we need, if we can get copies of the Municipal Indaba Action Plan, I think we need to go through those. An interesting statement was made by Mr. Balzer. He said in a slide entitled The Role of Local Government in the Management of Water Resources, that there is a strong need to separate the water service authority function and the water service provider role to allow local regulation. It was put in italics. It was put in a different color. It's obviously very important. And I want to understand fully why there is this strong need. And if there is this strong need, why is it not being done? What are the obstacles to actually making that happen? Is there anything that we need to get involved in particularly? Still in Mr. Balzer's presentation, there was mention of assisting priority municipalities.